Palace. The time is 11:23. I'm just waiting.
Don't go missing.
Not a question of going missing. I mean, you're telling me you want the shit to hit the fan.
Yeah.
That you want us to get things done.
That's the truth.
I'm down here offered to do just that.
Yeah.
I have spoken to
people,
friends of mine.
The people are turning around and saying they're giving me money off.
I see.
If I come, if I stay here, I'll let the turkey.
They'll give you money.
Yeah.
And what do they, for what, like? Of course, for the story, yes. Well, the people I was involved with were asking me to interview you today on their behalf, and then to report back, and then they would see what they could do. Well, it's a pal of mine locally here,
yeah,
who's got connections, and when he's got it, he sees what he's got, and then he'll go and make it, he'll go and pass it on.
Yeah, once we get
there's
money.
Nothing more concrete
well,
than that
like
moment.
As long as I get money.
I've got a message for you.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm told that this particular detective at Scotland Yard, D.S. Marshall, or Detective Thomas, if you get under any threats at all here in Liverpool of any kind, and you go to the local police, you will mention these people at Scotland Yard and they will treat you more seriously.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
They will look after you.
We wait for a person to turn up now. Alan Gray. Have you heard of Alan Gray?
Yes.
You heard of Alan Gray?
Of Alan Gray.
Yeah. Meet me here in Liverpool.
You know I'm Alan Gray, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not Alan Gray. I'm getting all confused.
And you've had a drink today?
Oh yeah, I'm well pissed. I've been on a piss.
I thought we were going to go through the documents and look at everything.
Well, we're going to go through the documents. We're
and all that. You see?
A lot. But the point is, I want a bloody fucking journalist to pay me bloody bills.
Yes, well, that's all right. That'll come later, that kind of thing, won't it?
Okay. Will it come later?
I don't know.
It's going to fucking work, come.
You see, the story is okay. The story's fine. The story has got to be evidence.
Oh, I've got the evidence.
You know, like Anne's handwriting, for instance. How did she disguise it and all that, you know?
We've got a bloody fucking journalist on it. We need a journalist today.
And of course we're going to get a journalist on it.
Have you agreed?
Certainly.
Right.
That's why I've gone and done things that you told me to do.
Right.
I've spoken to...
The journalist supposed to move.
I've spoken to several journalists.
Yeah.
And until I get something concrete down, then they're going to be interested, you see, mate. Now, it's 25 to 12 now. We've got the same situation as last week, where people are going to be here to meet people, and they don't turn up. And you know why? The reason being is that Mr. Feldman has sent 142 letters, or an enormous number of letters that I've heard of, to every newspaper and magazine in the city. Telling them.
Right.
Telling them that how true it is and how genuine the diary is. He's done all this. Now the man is, he's been warned that this diary is not authentic.
No, right.
He's been warned. And he still goes on. Now the main reason I'm involved in this is to look after you and to see that you don't get into serious trouble or any kind of trouble.
The main reason I'm involved is to pay you the bill.
Yeah, well. Alright, maybe one will take care of the other. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But the point is here, it's no good us kicking about here. We've got serious criminal offences. And I cannot afford to leave anything unturned. I must try and stay. It's difficult to stay lily white in this world if you can, but what I mean is I can't be seen to be guilty of anything.
Right.
You can spy them with you or anything like that.
Right.
We've got to get it categorised and get it straight.
Can we get a journalist today?
We can get a journalist. I've got the ear of a journalist who's waiting to hear from me to report back from you.
Come on.
Right, let's go.
Come on. Let's go.
Because a lot of people are taking the mickey out of you.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
A lot of them. Taking the mickey out of you, Michael. Saying you're stupid and you're drunk all the time.
Yeah. Well, if you're drunk all the time, I'll come. I turn up to my solicitor's office. I'll come. I turn up smart.
Yes, and I'll come. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll come, you.
Yeah.
You are D-R-U-S-K almost.
Yeah, I am. right.
You're a lucky man. I'm only jealous, man. You're so nice.
Yeah.
I'm only jealous.
Apparently,
a couple of things I was asked.
Apparently,
he's jealous, going to be. Yeah. But as usual, they don't turn up, you see. They'll do anything to get rid of you over the phone. Now, this, I'm going to give you a detailed message of this when we get home. That's what I'm going to do, Mike.
Right. And he's going to come straight to my house, correct?
Yes.
Right, fine.
He'll come to your house.
That's all I fucking want.
And what you need is friends. People are seeing you as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
People are seeing
you.
I
fucking want that baby.
Yeah.
On top of that, I'll give you some of it.
This
whole foreman rang me up all night.
Yes.
I mean, listen, all night.
He's worried about me. He's worried about me. He's had no response.
He's shitting himself.
Yeah.
He's shitting himself. Now, he's a pornography.
Pornographer, yes.
He's shitting himself. He's really shitting himself.
Good. He needs to.
Yeah.
Because he's a bad man.
I'm saying this around. I'm saying, look, the fucking glorious.
Yeah. He's a bad man, as well, look.
No.
I've been warned about him. And when he rang and spoke to me, I just said, yes, yes, no, 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 yes, yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Feldman, for putting me right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this bastard's it's my ass.
Yeah. Get it all straightened out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll relax. We'll have a coffee when we get into yours.
Oh, hang on. Pick your pants up.
Right. Yeah. I wish you'd have told me. I've got gallons of sodding milk that have brought some with me.
Okay,
thanks, mate. I wish I had as much money as I've got milk.
I've got to be honest with you. I never buy milk. I always drink coffee.
Yeah.
Always
have
a
So, go on, tell me about the phone call with Feldman last night.
Well, pictures.
Was this in the middle of the night?
People.
Because you rung me at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I know. So many people looking outside that.
They're not there.
You don't think
they know your home address.
Yeah.
If they're not there, they'll go straight to your home address to see if you're there, won't they?
Well, I'm out there.
Yeah?
I'm there.
Oh, we're going there now. Yeah. So if they've been late in heavy traffic getting in, maybe there's been some editor or anything, they couldn't get there. Sorry, bus driver. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I am there.
Well,
if you understand what I mean.
Well, you've made the appointments, and I support you on that. Because we didn't leave there until late 20 to 12.
Right. Nobody turned up, did
he? Nobody turned up, or nobody came to you.
Right.
It was obvious who you were because you fell into... Sorry, cut to you, mate. You really cut to you, Mike.
Okay, I was on a
beat. Let's not have a miserable day. Let's keep things going, man. There's too many overburdening things.
You're right.
Overburdening
things. A fucking fortune.
Well, let's see what we come up with. Let's see what we've got at the end of the day.
I'm going to burn this moment.
You what?
I'm going to burn this moment.
You hate him, don't you?
Hate him? That's the understatement.
Well, he's been working out.
That is the understatement.
He's been working overtime, I can tell you, to cock up a story.
Yeah.
To cock up a story to meet with the requirements of the launch of the diary.
He's a bloody journalist.
When you get a paper as highly thought of as the Sunday Times, saying to you, that is wrong, it's not right, it's false because of this and that and the other, you should take note of it. Feldman should have taken note of it. Because from that moment on, when he's been told and fucking, from the moment Feldman was put right about this, Mike, from that moment on, he should have been looking into where his situation was in relation to the law and that. Because he's involving innocent people in this.
Yeah.
Innocent, the names of people are being much maligned. People who've done nothing or no harm. They've had enough sorrow in their lives. And I'll tell you what, this Brian Maybrick seems to think the sunshine's out of him.
Well, if he thinks that,
I'll tell you what, if anyone was backing up, I'd go on my relatives.
Yeah,
of course he couldn't, because my boys go back to Bonnie Prince Charlie. Now I've got to watch myself here, but don't get excited. because there's cameras on every other dam junction, and click, click, click. It's terrible. Trying to do your business today about the city.
That's nothing. I know where that is now.
Oh, good for you. Did he tell you?
London.
She's with
Bill Wright.
Right.
He was fucking pissed off. He was pissed out of his fucking mind.
Was he? You don't think he's been carrying on with her, do you? With your missus.
No.
I don't want to say he's wicked enough, isn't he?
No, he was pissed out of his mind.
Michael?
Yeah. I have a suit after, I've got the ID, I've got all the evidence.
I've got a lot.
Yeah, well.
So, would you phone up the newspaper in the night, did you?
Yeah.
Well, who were the people? You must have got the night desk then, did you?
Yeah.
At the Sunday People, and what did he say?
And people said to be out there, do that for 30. Well, it's just on there.
Well, they're doing well, they're based in London, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I should have fucking well hit them. Yes.
when it, you know, the business of the diary.
Yeah. I'll tell you all the story of the diary. You know all the story of the diary.
Yes, and don't go into what you've been over.
No.
Let me ask you a few questions.
Yeah, follow me.
So that I can get it in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing is, Norman is shitting himself. Well, we're going to him, he's not getting away with nothing.
No.
But it's Hellman we're after in this, do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
We're after Hellman.
Yeah, but
Hellman,
you're after that.
Maybe as well. I'll be involved, yes. Yeah. And also the Shirley Harrison, maybe. No. Now, first off, I'm going to leave a message here over DS Marshall and his special section number at the Scotland Yard.
Right.
If you need help, because I have told my friend that I told him about the threat you got from Thurman.
Oh.
You know, I'll get two men up there to sort you out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Oh. And I told him about that, and I said there was a period, which is when you started getting interested in me, when you felt you were under real threat. Right?
I'm under real threat.
Now, the first thing, Mike, if I can ask you...
Last night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Remember, we were
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
This morning.
Yes.
Thurman pulled me up.
Yes.
And he said, I'll blow you away.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Now, that's a threat to kill.
Yeah.
Now, do you not think we should do something about that?
Yeah.
Did you have any of it taped?
No.
No.
You know why?
Okay.
There's my batteries. See the batteries?
Yes.
There's my black tape.
Yes. I took the bloody batteries, didn't we? So at 4 a.m. this morning, the 4th of November,
Eve
said, Bellman, who you said, voice you immediately recognised because you spoke to him often,
said he'd blow me away.
He'd blow you away. And what did that mean to you?
A death bloody threat.
A death threat. He meant he'd use a firearm on you, didn't he? That's what it means.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm recording this, Mike, and I want to get it down. I don't want to get down what I say about it, because what I say has nothing to do with it.
It's what you say that's important.
Yeah. He'd blow me away.
He'd blow you away. At 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
That is factual.
Factual.
Right.
Right.
Were there any other threats?
Yeah. Don't you fucking mess about with me, Barrett.
Yeah.
Quote.
Yes.
Don't you fucking mess about with me, Barrett.
That's the way you
speak. Because I'll fucking destroy you.
Yes.
That's a mad passion.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I'll fucking destroy you. And I said, well, all right, Paul. I was very polite. Destroy me.
Well done.
That's all I said, Barrett.
And what I mean is, it's well done to keep you cool, because it doesn't make it any better by losing your rag as well, does it?
He
is a bombastic man.
I will prove something to you now.
Yeah, but before we do that, stay with me for 10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes, yeah.
Well, I'll prove it. 10 minutes.
Yeah, on the phone.
Remember I asked you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
When we come to look at the diaries, and when you come to do the diaries and all that, how did the name Mabry come up? You said you'd tell me.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Tom, take it easy. Don't take his mic off.
No, take the mic off for a minute.
Jesus Christ, it was so easy. It was untrue.
So easy, yeah.
It was untrue.
But I'm a world. The thing is, this is egotistical. This is the egotistical part of me coming out.
Yes.
The egotistical part. So easy to write. It was so easy. Right.
Yes.
Right. Now, you ask me how did it do it?
How did you use punches?
Yeah,
in
how
name
did
it?
Maybe. How did you use it? It's simple. I proved it beyond all doubts.
Yes, I went through those boots, didn't I?
Yeah, but we haven't gone through them all.
No. Michael, do you think you better sit down, mate?
Yeah, it's not too good.
Okay, sit down.
Oh, that's too good. I know I fucking well tell my suit.
What's the boots? The murderers who?
Who's who?
Oh, the murderers who?
Yeah,
who's who? Siege, the Penguin, the English Theosaurus. Then there's Ludovic Kennedy on 10 minutes of place. Gatewood the Hangman.
Right.
The Killers. The Boston Strangler. I appreciate you had all that background stuff to orientate.
Where was Gary?
I see him last week.
Where was Gary?
I see him last week. I said, well, fuck the bloody bastards. But you are right, I said, look, the diary. I've had the fucking diary.
Yeah.
All hell's broke loose on this week. I phone from a phone was on a phone call at 4 o'clock tomorrow, this morning.
Yes.
Mike was stating quite categorically that he's going to fuck me up.
Yeah.
But he's thinking, I've got my money.
Quote.
I've got my fucking money.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my fucking money.
I said, well, all right.
You've got your fucking money.
Quote.
I was shouting, literally shouting at him. I said, you got your fucking money. I got fuck all.
Yeah.
He said, well, you don't take me, fuck on, Barrett. You're fucking nothing.
Well, I am something.
You are. And I'll make sure you get ahead of it. I can promise you that. What made you, Mike? Forget Feldman for the minute. He's going to come nicely now.
In the afternoon?
Well, threatening you and all that.
I'm
not having that. I'm going to make a complaint over this.
Yeah. Right.
Listen. Try and get with it now, Daddy.
I'm with it.
What made you pick on Red Maybrick? It was so easy.
What made me pick on Maybrick?
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
So,
give me the answers. And I'll pull the rest.
Well,
it was so easy, it was a fucking joke.
Yes.
For years, I studied Killers.
You'd studied them for years?
For years.
Yeah, I said
for years. That's why I want a journalist now.
Yeah.
I studied it for years and years and years. Maybe, actually is. The ironic thing, this is the most ironic thing. I think it's really great.
Yeah.
We have been great.
Been a grave.
Been a grave.
Just down the road.
Less than 5 minutes away.
Oh, Peter. Oh, Maybrick's grave.
Have you been a grave?
No.
I think it's a grave.
Yeah.
I think it's a grave. Yeah. I think it's a grave.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Maybrick really was Jack the Ripper. This is the ironic thing.
Yeah.
Oh, go on, we research material.
Okay.
Maybe it really was. But he couldn't speak the other fucking grave, could he? Excuse the language,
no.
No. He couldn't speak the other grave.
And you were concerned, therefore, with this from the research you've done on that.
But you were convinced he was.
Oh, yeah.
Totally convinced. Therefore, I spoke for him.
You spoke for Maybe.
Right.
Right.
Maybe was the Ripper.
Yeah.
So poor fellow. Because that's right there.
Yeah.
But in between, he destroyed my family.
Yes, that's a fact.
That is a fact.
Do you know my dad had died
last night?
I beg your pardon?
No, you don't even know this.
Your father?
Yeah.
Passed away last night?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, it's all right.
You still don't understand to this day. You said, you know, my last wishes were your dad. I got this. My last wishes.
Fucking hell, what, Mike?
Fucking well, go up through this. I screw it.
Meaning, yeah.
That's what your dad said.
Yeah.
Before he went,
I said,
all right, Dad.
He said,
fucking go and screw it.
Mike, can I ask you this thing?
You can ask me anything you want.
Conceived this with you. Were you on your own totally?
Was it
you?
No.
Or did you have the idea with somebody else?
Yeah, I had the idea with somebody else.
Yeah.
Who's the somebody else?
Ah.
With him.
So who's handwriting it?
Yeah.
Who's handwriting it?
That's the whole point.
Who's handwriting, is it?
Hans?
Exactly.
That's what we...
No, would you like me to take you?
That's how I'm talking to the journalists. There's so many people.
Oh, I have it.
I could have took them all around Liverpool.
Yeah.
I could
produced the ink, I produced the nibs, I produced paper, I produced that. That's what I was hoping, he'll pay.
Right.
How did I know to the handwriting?
Easy.
Yeah.
How?
She just wrote, it seems to go very small on some occasions. That's why I said, stay and see the Sunday people.
But we will.
But what if they show up here? They've got your home address.
Are you sure?
If they're coming, if they're that keen, if they're not just standing here up and leaving you waiting in Downstreet, they're waking them up at 6:00 in the morning or 6:00, you know.
Yeah, right.
They might be sat, oh yes, we'll come and see you, Mr. Barnes, and you know, no intent, but they weren't there.
Yeah.
Here we are again. Now we're at your home address that you've already given to them. So if they're that keen, and they missed you by a few minutes down there, they should be here any minute.
Bring the people.
Bring them.
Put that down there, Mike.
One of these fellows like you. We're
ringing
people every day.
Yeah, but
we're ringing all kinds of people.
You've got.
I've got a pal of mine called Will.
Yeah.
Who's in touch with people. Now, he said, what's your primary object? And the number one object is Mike Barrett is being sold down the river. And he wants to make a clean breast of everything and sort it out.
Right.
I said, that is the number one object, that we don't want him being stuck in a prison for what somebody else is doing.
Right.
Yeah, but you did do it, but you see clear afterwards that you know, what you're saying is, look, I wrote it, and that's my contribution
to literally,
you stop then and you make a clean breast of it. Now, in the meantime, experts move in.
Experts move in. Right.
Where's them documents you had for me?
Oh, for plenty of documents.
The evidence, you said.
Oh, for the evidence.
Now, that's what we need, evidence, Mike, before we... But I haven't got no story.
I can't do the evidence
until we've got evidence.
Until I go back to Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I'll prove the evidence when I go back to Liverpool.
You mean back to the city centre?
City centre.
Yeah.
Then I'll prove
Liverpool
it.
Now, you know.
Then I'll prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we're in Liverpool now. But what I'm saying is, then I'll prove it. Now.
So, okay, I asked you then a couple of questions.
Get your journalist.
Right. Well, I'm a journalist now, as far as you're concerned.
Right.
You get your journalist friends.
I am a journalist now. Speaking to you.
Yeah. Journalist. I am a journalist. What I mean is, he said, right, let's see what you've got, and then we'll see what we can do.
Right.
That's what I've been told.
Well, I do it.
So I said, well, I'll have a go because there's a Mike knows and says me.
Well,
I'll have a go.
There we go.
Now, you're the journalist.
Now,
treat me as a journalist.
Are you a journalist friend?
Oh, back here.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Now, the point is, Alan, I'll take you everywhere in Liverpool. I'll show you everywhere in Liverpool. That's why I wanted a journalist in the first place,
yes.
Yeah.
To give me some.
To give you money, yes.
Well, we don't know what this is worth yet, and so we've got a story.
Right.
We've got a story, then we can have a look.
You got a story. Now, you phone Paul Fallon up now.
What for?
No, I'll tell you what. You phone Paul Fallon up now, and you say, Max just put the story to the Sunday papers.
Can you bring a story to the Sunday papers tomorrow?
Well, I've got to not speak to Bellman, I'll tell you that.
No, can you bring a story to the Sunday papers tomorrow?
I don't think anyone can.
I can.
On Friday.
I can.
Do you understand what has to happen? It has to go to all the legal departments and everything.
And then they come to the story. The quickest you could get any story out now is a week tomorrow.
A week Sunday, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you want to put your cards on the table?
To put mine on the table, Mike.
Alright, watch this.
When you talk to me about evidence, Mike,
I've got enough evidence.
So what do you mean by evidence, Mike?
What do you... Sunday people, please.
hell is it?
Discovered that the diary is not correct because the year because of the wind and things like that.
So what you show you out, putting all the it's easy, you take the shirt, look at the chambers.
The fact that you grow the scenario out, Scotland Yard came here, didn't they? Detectives. And you show them your word processor.
Yeah.
And apparently
it was there.
Yeah. The diary was transcribed on it, was it?
Yeah.
You'd written it.
Yeah.
What was this? And you, what did you tell him?
I said, we're just a fucking good word processor.
Yeah.
I said, I own a word processor. I thought I was fucking well alive. I said, there it is. Projected copies. Public prosecutor said, there's no case to put it well. I said, right. Yeah, right, it is. A well fucking case, I said.
Yeah, but that was only because you told the police that you wrote in, right. You did it on there after the diary.
Well, hang on there.
Didn't, isn't it?
Let's get this straight. You're a good private detective. Well, you never found out where I was, did you?
She was with her dad.
Yeah, but where?
In the address.
Well.
But the one that you've just moved from.
No. She's fucking low down in London.
That's a fact. Down in London now. And she was down in London shortly afterwards then. When we found her, she was at her dad's and out shopping, as much to believe so.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah. He's got her. He
told me she's just out at the
home.
It's
coming.
Well, it's coming, obviously, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to kick up the fucking tables with Norman.
Yes. Yes, we don't like Bellman, that's obvious.
Well, we're going to get the press. Look now, I'm trying to hold that. We're going to get the press by 4 o'clock. I know the press dates.
Well, you've got the phone call, right?
Yeah.
To double, you know, what I've said to you.
You understand, we're going to make a fortune if we can get the press before 4 o'clock.
You're not going to make a penny, mate. Unless there's a story. And a story is not like opening a book and saying once upon a time.
No.
There was a story in it.
And Barrett,
yeah.
The broadcast gallery stated in the book, the paperback. That categorically stated in a paperback, which is factual. What speaks Carlisle?
Yes.
Right?
It's very good.
Yeah. That. I'll give my life.
Yes, but Devereaux didn't give it yet.
And
well, he did give it, yeah, because she gave it to Devereaux.
Yeah, but Tony Devereaux did give it to me.
Yeah.
Tony Devereaux did.
Anna's lied about that.
Well, yeah, because I'm lying about a couple of guys, yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to want to be sure. Well, I'd say so. Yeah.
But Mr. Bellman is saying quite clearly, I haven't got that diary given to her. It was in the family.
Do you want me to tell you what I do with Paul Varney?
No, I know those, for Christ's sake, I've got no glasses now. It's late.
Do you want me to tell you what I do with Paul Varney?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do.
You got your burning, didn't you?
I'll tell you what I do.
You're abusing now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't forget it. Now, be careful what you say, because don't you issue threats.
No.
Because then it'll not avoid the job against ears. You know, don't you threaten him. Just say to him.
That's him. Will you pass the message on to Paul Bellman? No, because he's probably contacted him. Tell him, I know where Anne is, I know where Caroline is, and all of a sudden, it's all gone down the swine. No! We'll call him on them. You just get the phone call with that message.
You should have said. You know the way Bellman makes up stories. You should have said one that would get him out of bed and make him lively today. Like somebody's gone to get a back.
He's absolutely pissed in his pistol, mate.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It was just part of your anger, was it?
No.
No.
You know that I was.
You missed the point.
Yes. Paul Bellman was pissed off the night. He phoned me up half the night.
Okay.
He told you that.
Nice.
Yeah.
He made
a big mistake. Right. I thought I was in Liverpool.
okay.
You did, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He made a big bloody mistake because he was pissed. He says, don't you fucking well tell me, for I know where your fucking wife and daughter is. Your wife and fucking daughter are in a night protection and are in London. And your father is in Hammersmith Hospital.
Your father-in-law,
Billy.
Yeah.
I said, thank you very much, Hospital.
In Hammersmith Hospital, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in Hammersmith Hospital.
No, just moved back.
Oh, yeah.
I've made a note of it.
Yeah. That's where we're going.
Now, and also, does it not support the fact that you are a clergyman?
No, yeah. I jumped my floor over the place, mate. Hammersmith Hospital. Yeah, Harley Street. Harley Street. Sorry.
Read that number.
Can you read it? 071. Where's before? 071.
That's
Harley Street.
Harley Street.
Just ring that number.
Harley Street.
I know.
Doctors usually are there.
Yeah, I know.
Just ring the number.
071-935, and I'm reading upside down, 770, I find out, Mr. W. Graham, I just saved that you're the son-in-law. Right.
Well, I don't know if you get anywhere saying the son-in-law, it might have burned.
I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. just the same as in Gilmore, that's
3,400. I mean, you might have still have 3,400, that's all I'm saying.
Well, what I was going to do is,
you're happy with this gentleman to be...
Yes, if you're happy, it's all right.
You're happy for this gentleman to...
Well, obviously, the opposite.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
Now, all my beard is also why you're here, who knows?
Yeah. I'm not happy.
You tell me why you're here.
I don't know why you're here. That's all with no idea.
Is that a technical
recorder?
Yeah. And we are putting down some cash for them now.
Yeah. I'll this could perhaps be cleared up in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm here.